"We're here," Jeremy said in a low voice. "That's where he lives."
"Should I get down?"
Instinctively, Mrs. Frisbee spoke in a whisper.
"Yes, we've got to walk closer, but quietly. He doesn't like loud noises."
"It's so high."
She still clung to the crow's back.
"But the limb is broad. You'll be safe enough."
And indeed, the limb was almost as wide as a pavement. Mrs. Frisbee gathered her courage, slithered down, and felt the solid wood under her feet. Still, she could not help thinking about how far it was to the ground below.
"There he is," said Jeremy, staring at the hole. "It's just the right time."
They inched their way along the limb, Mrs. Frisbee gripping the rough bark tightly, being careful not to stumble. And as they came closer, she could dimly perceive a shape like a squat vase sitting back in the hollow of the tree. Near the top of the vase, wide apart, two round yellow eyes glowed in the dark.
"He can't see us," Jeremy whispered. "It's still too light."
Perhaps not, but he could hear, for now a deep round voice, a voice like an organ tone, echoed out of the hollow trunk.
"Who is standing outside my house?"
Jeremy answered.
"Sir, I am a crow. My name is Jeremy, and I've brought a friend. I hope we've not disturbed you. My friend needs your advice."
"I see. And can your friend not speak for himself?"
"Sir, my friend is a lady. A lady mouse."
"A mouse?"
The sonorous voice sounded unbelieving.
"Why should a crow be a friend to a mouse?"
"I was trapped, sir, and she set me free. She saved me from the cat."
"That is possible," said the owl. "Though unusual. I have heard of such a thing before. We all help one another against the cat."
"True. And now, sir, my friend herself is in trouble."
"I understand," said the owl, moving closer to the round entrance of his hollow. "Mrs. Mouse, I cannot see you, for the glare of the daylight is too bright. But if you step inside my house, I will listen to what you have to say."
Mrs. Frisbee hesitated. She knew something of the dietary habits of owls, and did not much like the idea of being trapped in his house. Finally, she said timidly,
"Sir, I would not want to intrude, and I can hear you quite well from out here."
"Mrs. Mouse, please understand that I have no interest at all, as a general rule, in helping mice to solve their problems. If you have indeed saved a bird from the cat, I will spare you a few minutes. But I do not discuss problems with people I cannot see. Either come inside, or tell your friend to take you home again."
Behind her, Mrs. Frisbee heard Jeremy whisper very softly.
"It's all right. He wouldn't harm you in his own home,"
she whispered back.
"I hope not."
She walked up the limb to the hollow, climbed over the sill, and stepped inside.